You fucking stupid fucking bitch.
You're a dumb motherfucking bitch.
You stupid bitch.
You motherless son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Stupid bitch. Listen to me. Listen, you fucking hoe. You fucking hoe. You stupid bitch.
You
bastard.
You fucking motherfucker fuckhead.
You son of a bitch. You bastard. You motherless. You bastard.
You fucking whore bitch of a face cunt.
You fucking prostitute bastard.
You fucking putana Madonna. You fucking cock-sucking bitch of a fucking whore bastard.
You fucking... I keep... Whenever I say fuck, I go... And it's being...
Well, you're a cock. You bastard motherfucker, cock sucker, bitch. We're gonna go to hell.
You son of a bitch bastard!
You fucking whore bitch face.
Fuck you, fuck. You stupid cunt. You motherfucker.
You prick.
Fuck you.
Prick.
Cunt.
Prick.
Fucking cunt.
Bitch.
Stupid bastard. You dumb bitch.
You dumb bitch.
You fucking
dumb bitch.
Dumb bitch. Fuck you, stupid hoe.
You fucking bitch.
He's phony. She's fake. That's the type of people I hate.
Oh. Oh.
Hey.
Yo, guns gon' clap, packs gon' move, blood get drawn, skin gon' bruise, real gon' win, the fake gon' lose, the love overpowers the hate, my tools.
Sandy, it's Nikki. I have a big problem on my hands. I'm going to end up strangling my tenant who lives below me. She's a 90-year-old woman. All she does all night is hack and cough and hack, and I can't stand it. It keeps me up all night. And she has the nerve that 20 seconds into me vacuuming, she's banging on the ceiling, taking her broom, banging on the ceiling. She needs to go. This old woman needs to go. She's ruling my life. And the other day, usually I let it ride. I lost it as I'm vacuuming 7 p.m. on a Sunday, okay? I need to clean my house, all right? And this woman is banging. And you know what I did? I started banging back and stomping like a horse in a barn. And I didn't care. And then I shut off the vacuum, and I hear her say, "That little girl, she has no manners. How did her parents raise her?" Me? How did your parents raise you with that broom knocking on my ceiling? One day, that broom is going to go right through her ceiling, and it's going to go in my apartment, and I'm going to jump down and choke her. I'm going to do it. I need you to calm me down right now. I'm fuming. All right, call me. Bye.
She goes, you have to need fast runners to catch them.
To catch them for what?
Because a patient ran outside, I guess, running around, and the operator calls, like, psych emergency, patient's running outside outside the building. This nurse goes, you have to be fast runners to catch.
What?
She goes, there's a psych emergency, there's a patient running outside. So I'm like, psych emergency, because I have to send staff, you know?
Right, right.
And then she goes, what? Psych emergency, you have to be fast runners to catch them. It's just really funny.
Why is that funny?
Because the way she said it. Because nobody could... Like, who wants to go down to them? Can you imagine, like, running around? Like, running after this patient. Like, let him run away.
What happens if you don't get them?
Then the cops get them, but, you know, it's like...
Oh, my God.
Who's going to run after him?
Can you blame him for wanting to run away? Can you blame him?
I would put my sneakers on so fast.
Oh, God, now you're probably going to shoot him up with something.
No. Yeah, actually, he might have to get medicated, yeah.
It's because you guys can't keep an eye on them, so you end up having to zonk them out.
No.
Why don't you do your job?
Patient. No, it's like an outpatient therapy. Like, they're not technically hospitalized, but they go to programs during the day. But, you know, they're still psych patients where they act up. So if they get into a fight with someone or they get agitated, there's really not much we could do, you know?
Oh, shut up.
Brickhead.
Dumb bitch.
Tuck a cock, brickhead. You motherless son of a whore.
Fuck you, you stupid bitch.
You fucking bitch.
You dumb bitch.
Yet. Oh, the phone, the battery's dying or something. And then you'll complain how much you hate the phone. And it amazes me how long you're holding on to this one. I can't believe this one didn't get sent back yet.
I don't have the patience. Why don't you go to a sex club?
I don't want to go.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I'm not going.
What are you afraid of? I remember I went with, it was a group of us, and then we brought Bra. And we were all cracking up at everything that was going on. I can't remember, I think it was Hellfire, I can't remember the name of it. Yeah, it was like an S&M, it was a dungeon.
The vault.
Not the vaults, we went to a different one, Hellfire. It was, you know, nasty and skanky, but it's funny, it's for the experience, it's just different, you know? And then there was five of us, and we were half the time we were cracking up, you know, because there's men in there doing the most ridiculous things. But it's interesting. I don't know. To me, that's interesting.
I think she would have a heart attack. I don't know. I don't think she really feels safe. And it's not for the sex part. It's more being around men that could possibly be hostile. You know, you don't know what these places. Things have changed.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what these places. Things have changed. It's a scary world.
I have no desire to go to a sex club. I want to be entertained.
You want to go to that dump that smells like a toilet bowl?
No, go find me a show. Go online.
I can't go there.
And go find... You sound like Helen. Wait, listen.
Mailbox 111. New message. All message.
Wait. Hi, I'm calling...
What did she say?
She's like, Nicole, your friend downstairs, she left. Because I called her up complaining about Helen, what she did to me. Like, I want a tattletale on Helen.
Right.
So everyone is, like, against her on the block, you know?
That's what women do. They turn other women against the woman.
Oh, yeah. Well, because I know she's doing it to me. God knows what she's telling other people, you know?
You see, that's the indirect hostility of women. That's how women work.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll give you the indirect hostility when she's banging her broom. When I'm vacuuming, that's the indirect hostility. So, because I can't choke her, I gotta get her this way. So, she calls me whenever she leaves. She goes, "Your friend downstairs, she's gone. So, if you want a vacuum..."
Where does she go? She's 90.
I don't know where she goes.
She goes out more than you. Because you're an old woman. She has a more creative life than you do.
She probably does.
I'm not going to sex club. Things have changed. It's a scary world.
So you're becoming an old woman, too?
No, I just feel like an old woman. You know what it is? Mentally exhausting to go out sometimes.
I'm too tired to go out. It's too exhausting.
I think the nightlife, like, really got a hold of me a little bit. Made me tired.
You go to dumpy lesbian bars. And there's nothing going on in those bars except a lot of alcohol. Everybody's drunk.
All right, so go find me something to do.
That's the goal of the night. in a lesbian bar is you get, let's get shit faced.
Anytime you go on a tangent, I'm just gonna say shut the fuck up.
The goal of the night is to get trash drunk and then drive drunk home. And the fun, the thrill of the night is to see if we get home without crashing.
Oh my god, is that even funny?
That's the thrill of the night, to see if you can get home without getting into an accident and killing a 4-year-old that's in the back seat. What?
This is stupid. God forbid. Talk like that. Probably with the 4-year-old going to be up at 4 in the morning.
No, in the back seat of a car, sleeping, strapped into their chair.
God. Vivid imagination.
You think I don't know that they drive drunk? I know they do. I see. I've done it myself.
So where am I going tomorrow?
I've told you a million places to go and you never go. You go to stupid lesbian bars that smell like underarms. You like to go to dumpy lesbian dive bars and that's your idea of fun. And God knows what kind of bacteria is all over those glasses that you're drinking.
Oh, come on, Sydney.
And they don't even clean the bar. You have to worry about your clothes. That your clothes are going to get dirty when you go into these bars.
Yeah, you can't wear too much of the nice clothes sometimes.
No, when you go to half of these lesbian bars, you have to put on fucking... You have to dress down.
The venue? Did you see it?
Yeah, no, I know. I'm talking about the dives that you like to go to.
Oh.
And you'd like to be the mayor when you go out.
What do you think of Helen and her answer machine message?
I thought Helen was the woman who lived downstairs.
I have two Helens. I have a mean Helen downstairs, and I have a nice Helen. The nice Helen, I take out her garbage. Who knows? Maybe there's jealousy with the Helens.
Well, why don't you try doing nice things for the other Helen, maybe?
Because she's a miserable bitch.
Yeah. This is what you do with your time, is you worry about 90-year-old women instead of making plans to go out and live your life. You're a young woman. This is what you do.
I'm not Helen. The world has changed. I'm not going to a sex club. You don't know what it's like out there. Something could happen.
You're so Helen.
I mean, people fly in from other parts of town to be here. The Tim Burton exhibit at MoMA.
When?
I don't know.
No, that might, let me go that, relax.
That might be too scary for you. You might have an appointment at the beauty parlor getting your curls set.
I went to go throw out her garbage, and... She started, like, raising her voice and talking really loud. So I was like, Helen, why are you yelling? She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm alone. I'm by myself most of the time. I know what to talk to.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
That's so bad. So I'm going to try and visit her, you know.
It's too bad her last name wasn't Byrne. Because you could tell the other Helen, go to Helen Byrne.
No.
Because they're both named Helen.
Joke.
So you could have said, oh yeah, go to Helen Byrne. You don't think that's funny?
No. Annoyed, because I found out something.
What did you find out?
No, remember, should I explain?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, remember I told you this girl, she custom made me a painting. We agreed on the price.
Right.
And then I called to get the painting from her, and she tells me she sold it at an auction. And meanwhile, she made the painting especially for me. So now I'm going on Facebook on someone's front page to leave them a comment, and I see she deleted me. I didn't do anything to her. What did I do?
Well, what did you do? What was
your... I texted her. I was like, when I asked for the painting, she
was like, oh, I sold it already. And then I was like, well, I could understand that, you know, you make a living off of selling paintings and you need the money, but I don't understand how you can make something, make someone something as a gift, agree on a price, and then sell it.
To someone
and
else.
Then she didn't respond to me. So then I look on Facebook, and now I'm deleted. Why is it my fault? She fucking was like an Indian giver.
It's like so abusive, this whole episode.
I got abused.
Yeah, you got totally abused and kicked to the curb. Now you know how, how, you know, women feel that get beat and then kicked out of their own house. I mean, that's like so... How long did you know her before?
I didn't really know her that well. I knew her through a mutual friend, and me and the mutual friend do not talk anymore. And I think they're...
So they're both talking and gossiping about you. And
talking. They're having a field day.
Yeah, they're probably talking about... Because, you know, women love to gossip about each other. That's how they bring each other down, is by gossip. And, you know, in India, with the bride burnings, that's how a lot of them are murdered, because the women start the gossip. And the gossip leads to them being, you know, ostracized, and then eventually the honor killings, you know, quote-unquote honor killings. So gossip goes back.
Mm.
Listen, gossip is very damaging.
It is, because I feel like she's purposely provoking me, so then she could go back and tell the other one, yeah, what a bitch Nikki is, you know? I didn't even do anything. All I wanted was the painting that you promised. Well, now I'm beat on a painting, so whatever. But you know what? I don't even care about the painting, really. I have no place to put it. But it's just the way it was done.
It's the point.
I don't think it was
I just feel like everyone in the world is fucking crazy and no one can be trusted.
Oh my God, that's how I felt. Like, is it me?
It's just like everyone is crazy or they're stupid. Meeting normal people is so few and far between. And you could meet someone and think that they're normal, and then they'll, like, you know, and then they turn out to be fucking crazy.
Yeah, do you blame yourself sometimes for, like, attracting these people? Because I kind of do.
No, I just think the majority of people are just shady, and you can't trust them, and they always have an ulterior motive, or they're phony, or they want something, or it's so rare to meet a genuine person that really is who they say they are or who they claim to be, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or who they're pretending to be.
So true.
I mean, it's amazing that we're not at war 24/7 with, like, at a civil war with each other in the streets, you know, fighting with the shields and swords. It's amazing. Now, you know why back in the day people would just cut each other's heads off.
They would skip all the bullshit.
Right, because it's, you know, at some point you're just like, you know what, you really are just a menace, and you don't deserve it. And what is the loss of losing people? Yeah, really?
Yeah.
It just, it's so rare to meet just decent, normal people. Are you decent and normal?
I'm not shady. I just, I feel like I live in my own world sometimes, and I do things and I'm not aware, but I'm the kind of person, if you sit me down and talk to me, I'll be like, oh yeah, you're right. I don't want to hurt anyone. You know, if I'm friends with someone, I don't want something from them. I want a friendship. The thing is, I'll tell you these stories, and then, you know, I kind of want to know if I'm the crazy one, but you verify it that, you know what I mean? That it's not just me.
Yeah, I mean, I could be a bitch, and I'm harsh and hard to deal with and stuff, but the bottom line is there's a real person there. It's not like, I just feel like there's so many people, there's just, I don't understand, is everybody full of shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't want to be, like, negative, but is everyone full of shit?
And at least be honest and upfront, you know?
Yeah, if you're full of shit...
Don't fucking lie. Be honest, be upfront. I feel like I could take it. You know, I'm not going to die. The more I'm in the workplace, too, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but the more I realize how much I get along with men better.
Really?
Yeah.
In the workplace or in general?
In the workplace. Because there's none of that catty, gossip, bullshit.
Yeah, they're just more professional, maybe.
They're so unemotional. They're removed. They don't care. You know what I mean? Business, I deal better with men, they're straight to the point, this, boom, done, closed. You know what I mean?
No, you know what it is with women? Every woman expects you to be nurturing and mothering to her. Your friends want that, whether you're the same age or different ages, or if they're older than you, whatever, they always expect other women to be nurturing and mothering. Always. No matter what. You always have to have that attitude with your friends. Otherwise, you're... Or just with women in general. Otherwise, you're just seen as a cold bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Like, you have to throw a pity party for them, too, when they fuck up. You know, when people screw up, do they still want you to be nurturing?
Well, they expect you to be, you know, all forgiving and loving, like a mother would.
Yeah, and, well, I'm not the mother.
Right.
Your hang-ups and your issues.
Yeah, well, it's like every woman represents the mother, you know? Their mother.
And what about men, do you think? Like, why they don't do that? Are they so emotionally removed? Maybe they have different expectations.
Oh, well, they've been they've been socialized differently, and they expect women to be a certain way, too. They have those expectations on women. I think so. But they're not, like, mortally... Men will just get vicious and bitter and exclude you, and you're not part of their... But women, they get mortally wounded, and then they want to destroy you.
Yeah, that's true.
Gossip is... It's verbal aggression.
Yeah, and it's... Yeah.
And look at Scarlett O'Hara. I don't give a shit. People could talk about me all they want. I don't give a shit. I mean, I do, you know.
Why I only have, you know, maybe two friends. It's because fucking look.
Yeah, well, as time goes on, you start to realize that not all 15, 20 people who call you are your closest friends. Some people are outer circle friends, and some people are inner circle friends, and, you know, and there's few people that you can really tell your deepest and darkest secrets to.
Honestly, I don't even tell anyone my deepest, darkest secrets. Maybe a therapist or... Because people are people, you know, they'll turn on you.
Yeah, but, you know...
Anyone's capable.
Yeah, but that's how you keep yourself from having authentic relationships, is by only telling a paid therapist your deepest, darkest secrets. That's how you don't really form powerful bonds with other women.
Well, you know what? They're very damaging, these other women.
It's true. Well, you do it only with people...
You can't be trusted, you know? Because they'll turn on you in a second.
How do you know?
Because it's human nature. People fuck up, you know? It's too much of a risk.
Maybe that's why therapy is so important. Well, men don't run to therapy. Men tell each other their things. And they don't dog each other out. I mean... You really have to execute a plan in order to have a man take another man down. You know, you got to do it the way the government did it to the mafia. Like, in order to make men squeal on each other, you have to really devise some serious trickery to make them snake each other out.
Yeah. But women are very quick to snake each other out. I don't know if I have personal trust issues, or I just, you know what it is, I see too much, you know, and I'd rather just protect myself. I have my family, you know what I mean? I have a very few select friends, and, you know, nobody could really say anything so horrible. I have maybe peace, and I have a couple, like, my straight friends, and I feel like, you know, they can't, it's like, I feel safe with them, you know? Because they have their own little lives. Why would they want to... You know, there's no jealousy there. And you know what I mean?
I don't know. I just think, you know, lesbians really put these unbelievably high expectations on other women. Ridiculously high expectations. And straight women don't do that. They kind of just... their prime relationship is with a man. It's very hard for women to relate to each other in this society. I'm always profoundly disappointed and hurt when another woman lashes out at me. It's always a shock, and it's always new. I'm never like, oh, well, you know, people are people. You know,
you don't expect it.
Yeah, it's always shocking to me. Always. I think women are...
I think as you get maybe attached to this person in a way, I think you get hurt, you know?
I think women are ugly, disgusting beings. From the inner core, they're disgusting, repulsive beings, and it is no wonder that the patriarchy took over. It's no wonder that men turned over the world to take it over and dominate these women, because they are horrible. If you don't dominate a woman, she will ruin your life.
And look, we can't even be friends.
Right, that's so true. Right. Right.
We're too busy gossiping instead of forming, you know, like a unity or a coalition. We can't even be friends. So,
no,
yeah,
and,
what are you going to accomplish? Nothing. We're too busy battling one another. I think, too, what happens with you is people, they're very scared to do it to your face, so they do it indirectly. I think a lot of people are punks like that. And then when they do things indirect to provoke you, and then you react, it's like, you're crazy. What are you talking about? I didn't do this.
Right.
Too punk to, like, be upfront. That's what I hate about people. Like, be fucking upfront. If you don't like something, or you have something to say, or you want to get, you know, controversial back, like, fucking say something.
And phony.
And phony.
Are women more phony than men?
Oh, yeah.
We're making sweeping generalizations.
We are. It's disgusting. But I'm disgusted at people.
I'm disgusted with women. I think they're ugly. I think they're physically ugly, repulsive, disgusting, grotesque. You know what they're like? They're like the prawns from that movie. What was that movie?
The prawn?
Yeah, they called them prawns. District 9. They were disgusting prawns. That's what women are to me. They're disgusting cockroaches, all of them. They're rotted, disgusting beings. Cruel, cruel, disgusting, and ugly.
Mm.
That's how I feel about women. Ugly and horrible. They're ghastly. They're like fleas that you need to fumigate the house. I'm going to fumigate.
They're like bed bugs.
The next time women come in my house, I'm going to set off one of those bombs. It's going to be a woman bomb to fumigate women out of my house.
Spray them down.
And then I'm going to put a sign in the front, you know, that says women with the circle and the slash across. No women.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. I'm going to live a life free of uteruses, free of vaginas. What? And I'm going to put a screen out there with a TV rewinding and playing the same clip of what happens when a woman comes into my home. And it's going to be me doing karate chops on her. And then if you come near the door, then you'll hear a loudspeaker, and it's a warning. If you are a woman, be warned. And that's it. And it'll be able to sense, you know, it'll be able to scan you like the scanners at the airport. It'll scan you for a vagina. And if there's a vagina, you get ejected. It ejects you. Once you stand on it, it ejects you into the air. I know why men hate women. I understand it. They think I don't understand. No, they know I understand. That's probably why they listen. But they know. They know.
Very calculating.
I understand their anger towards the female gender. I understand it.
Mm. Women are smarter, so when they screw you over, it's very calculating. They calculate it more, you know?
Yeah, imagine women were in power. Imagine women ruled the world the way men do. We say, oh, there wouldn't be any war. Or if women did this, you know, women wouldn't do this. Women wouldn't do that. The shit that has been done to me by women, men have never done the shit to me that women have done to me.
Horrible.
I'm just talking out of my ass right now. I just think women are grotesque. The next time I see a woman, I'm going to scream in terror and run around in the street like my hair is on fire. And I'm going to scream, fire, fire. That's what I'm going to do the next time. That's it. I'm going to board this house off. It's disgusting, stupid people. Stupid, stupid people they are. They're stupid people. They're ugly and stupid. What?
I don't regret bringing this up. I'm happy we brought it up.
Yeah, me too. Except for their breasts. That's really...
Right.
Because they heal the world.
I never realized how much of a boob person you are. that the one thing that you always comment? You'll hate someone, and you'll say, oh, but she has gorgeous tits.
That's disgusting and vulgar. What a pig I am, that's a vulgar you. Pig.
I just never realized it until now.
Oh, actually. Well, you know that I've always...
No.
No?
I don't know. I was... No.
Oh. Yeah.
It's well, someone's boobs.
Breasts are a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, some women can orgasm just from breast stimulation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it contracts the muscles.
Yes, you're very smart. You're very smart.
It stimulates the hormone. It stimulates oxytocin. That's why after you give birth, you know, you're supposed to really breastfeed instead of injecting hormones to contract your uterus to bring it back to normal.
Because right.
When the baby is on the breast, it releases the oxytocin.
Yeah, and it brings everything back to, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it also can give you an orgasm if you're a certain type of person.
Are you sure?
Breasts are a beautiful erogenous zone. There's nothing wrong with appreciating the beauty of a woman's bazooms. Circa like a virgin.
Right.
Life okay. is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone.
Stand alone.
I hear you
I
call,
hear you
my,
call
name,
my name.
And it feels like home.
Just like a dream. You are not what you seem. Just like a prayer. No place.
You know I'll take you there.
Place can take you there. Amen. That was good.
Thank you. Are there any more lyrics that you know to that song?
I know, Shandy, open your heart to me.
No, from Like a Prayer. I think that's a really funny theme that we could have, that we say Madonna's lyrics as if we're praying.
When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees.
I'm
Shandy, I want to take you there in the midnight hour. I could feel your power. Just like a prayer.
Just like a dream.
You know I'll take you there.
To me.
Oh yeah, it's like a dream to me. Okay. Amen.
Thank you. What I'm saying is when I look at your... when I look at your social networking, I say to myself, my God, is this a 14-year-old girl or is this a 30-year-old woman? Because your maturity level is of a 14-year-old girl. Can you understand that? And I wondered to myself, who is this person? Is she really this person? Because maybe you're really the person on your social networking site. You're tweeting Paris Hilton, for the love of God. Only a 14-year-old would do that. Do you understand me? If I don't police you, you would be taking pictures of yourself in a bubble bath playing with fucking a rubber ducky. What happened to you in the ninth grade? Was something must have happened to you that has kept you there.
Leave me alone.
What trauma did you go through?
I'm gonna hang up.
Was there... I just want to know if there was a trauma.
I hate you.
I'm making myself dizzy. Just tell me. Just tell me now. Because I know that if you think about it, there's a trauma. What trauma was it? Because you're stuck there. And it shows on your fucking Twitter account. That you're supposed to be using for a club. And you're tweeting Corey Haim and Biggie Smalls lyrics on your club account. What happened to you in the 7th or 8th grade? Tell me now.
My whole life was a trauma.
I want to know. Oh my God. Nobody say that.
Really care what the screams in your head be the last thing you hear.